Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning to you. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese. And joining us right now is Representative Steve King. Representative King, sir, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Good morning to you, Mary, and to Vince.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you. I wanted to talk to you about DACA to start this off. The Democrats seem very confident that they're going to get everything that they want. Are they right?
Well, at this point, I don't know. I've watched as the president served up DACA to negotiate for his own mandate, and I thought that he was negotiating against himself, hardly the art of the deal. And now the Democrats have gotten their sense of this, and they think they've got a lot of power and influence on it. And so they've said, we want DACA to be part of the continuing resolution that keeps the government open in December. And evidently, they believe that they've signaled that they're willing to shut the government down in order to give amnesty to 800,000 or so people that they call dreamers. And I think that if they play that showdown, it's one of the reasons that I asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions a couple of days ago when he was testifying before the Judiciary Committee what would happen if we get to the end of that program, which expires March 5th, and the president should decide that his heart overrules his head and he would want to administratively extend DACA. The Justice Department has already declared it to be unconstitutional. I've declared that a long time ago, so did Barack Obama and President Trump, for that matter. So it is a jump ball on that. We shall see. Best thing in the end is let DACA die out, get past that March 5th date, and focus on enforcement rather than focusing on amnesty first. We've got this priority of things wrong on a number of different immigration policies in this Congress.
How do you grade the president on immigration? Is he fulfilling his campaign promises, or is he failing here, do you think?
Well, I think that we'll have to see how DACA plays out. But his campaign promise, as I understood it, we expected him to end DACA January 20th within a few hours of his being sworn in his inauguration. And he didn't. He let that go. We found out 2 or 3 weeks later they were still issuing new DACA permits. We didn't expect that. The lawsuit was prepared and was going to be filed September 5th. That was the date that I think the date before that was when he decided, okay, we'll let it expire and the Congress has 6 months to figure it out. So we shall see how this works out. If the art of the deal comes out consistent with his campaign promises, I'm going to be delighted. And I don't want to rule the president out on this. He's really come through with many of the promises he made in the campaign. This is one that stands out as not yet fulfilled.
As a congressman who's very concerned about this, have you received any assurances from the White House that they won't just get rolled on DACA and only have a DREAM Act go through?
Well, I could say I've received assurances, but I'm not as confident as the messengers. That's how I would describe it, is that this is, this organism of politics is unpredictable, and it's unknowable in a lot of ways. You've got all the forces in the Senate and the House, Democrats, Republicans. You've got the White House that's in the middle of this. And everybody's leveraging for their policy. And what I am a bit surprised at is the significant majority of Republicans who came out clearly against amnesty and supported President Trump's immigration agenda. And as soon as President Trump hung the bait out there of, well, I might trade off DACA to get some immigration enforcement, many of those Republicans jumped to the other side of the issue and began to work to figure out how they could get a DACA bill passed. And there was a poll that was done, the Republican Study Committee, that said, do you think that we should legalize the DACA recipients? And that's the conservative group, or at least supposedly. And a majority of them said they thought we should do that. Well, they're following the president, not their head. And the president's following his heart, not his head. We have to preserve and we have to restore the respect for the rule of law. That has been my mission ever since Ronald Reagan made that big mistake of signing the Amnesty Act in 1986.
Sir, what does the appointment of Kirstjen Nielsen do to the idea of DACA? She's pro-amnesty, and voting in her favor were all eight Republicans on the panel.
Well, you just to have somebody as a Secretary of Homeland Security that is pro-amnesty, that has said we owe it to the lawbreakers, and actually many of them are criminals, we owe it to the lawbreakers to grant them amnesty, and that wasn't her exact words. Her exact words did include, we owe it to them. And she also chaired a panel at the European Council that advocated for mass migration and immigration into Europe. And if you don't understand that demography is destiny, if that's not part of your equation on how you think, and if another part of your equation isn't that the rule of law has to rule, I don't know how you can be anything except a counterproductive Secretary of Homeland Security. And I would not have voted to confirm her, and I don't believe that she should be established in that position. I'd like the president to take a new look at this. She's also undermining his campaign promises.
So if DACA is set for legislative permanence of some kind, which is an amnesty for this group, and if the president has a nominee who supports amnesty, with respect, why withhold your judgment on the president at this point? Doesn't it seem like he's kind of working against your agenda here on immigration?
Well, I think we're getting to know the president a little better each week.
Yes.
And I've gotten to know him pretty well because he spent a lot of time in Iowa. And, you know, we had a good friendly relationship for several years prior to that, and we've done a number of events together before he decided to enter. And by the way, I invited him to a major event in January of 2015, where it was actually his first presentation as a likely candidate. So I've watched the psychology of President Trump. I want to work with him. I want to help him succeed on his entire agenda. I would put a stamp of approval on the entire set of campaign promises, get it done, and get on with life. So I don't want to upset what we can do on other issues. And I want to improve all we can on this issue and get as close as we can or actually accomplish the goals that are his campaign promises.
Real quickly, where are you now on Roy Moore? You mentioned that GOP lawmakers that have asked him to step down are anti-Trump. Not all of them now. The White House conditionally saying if these allegations are true, he should step down.
Well, it's true. When I sent that tweet out and attached it to an article, the list of senators in the article were senators that have been never Trump senators, and they've opposed the Trump agenda. They're the first ones to jump on the bandwagon. I only pointed that out. As I watch this, I'm going to withhold judgment for a while. And I'm watching the Republican members of the Alabama House here. I mean, the congressional members from the U.S. House of Representatives from Alabama. They're all holding their endorsement behind Roy Moore. I'm going to stay where I am unless I see something definitive. But it also, some of this is just not a coincidence. And I've seen this pattern before. And I've watched as the establishment Republicans step up and commit political harakiri at the first sign of any kind of scandal. Their virtue signaling ends up being a political suicide for their Republican Party.
Steve King,
I think that Roy Moore deserved the benefit of the doubt.
Congressman Steve King, real quick, yes or no, are you going to be voting today for the tax bill?
I will be for the tax bill. We need to stimulate our economy, and this gets it done.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you stopping by. Got a lot in there. Appreciate that, sir.
Thank you, Vince and Mary. Appreciate it.
It's 8:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes.